Countdown to Camp Meeting. As the fall camp meeting in Napier had come to a close in early April, the believers had been promised that the next such meeting would be conducted at Auckland in the spring. But now, as the time neared, it seemed very important to hold it in Wellington instead, to make, if possible, a breakthrough in that most difficult place.
W. C. White was dispatched to Auckland to explain matters to the believers there and get their wholehearted support for the Wellington meeting.
Just before leaving Gisborne, Ellen White addressed a letter to dear brethren and sisters in New Zealand, urging a strong attendance. It opened, "I have an appeal to make to our churches to attend the coming camp meeting in Wellington. You cannot afford to lose this opportunity. We know that this meeting will be an important era in the history of the work in New Zealand. There should be particular efforts made to get a representation of those who believe the truth to this meeting, for the very reason we are so few in numbers, and the additional help of everyone is called for. The enemies of truth are many in number. On such an occasion as this, we want to present as good a front as possible. Let not your business detain you. You individually need the benefits of this meeting, and then God calls you to number one in the ranks of truth."
In the meantime, she journeyed to Napier. W. C. White, who would travel on the Pitcairn, left Gisborne for Wellington.
When a full week later no word had reached Wellington of the arrival of the Pitcairn, Ellen White, at the Carrow home, was concerned. Then the long-awaited telegram came. Pitcairn arrived in Wellington Sabbath afternoon, November 11th. Encountered calm and tempests. All well. Ellen White was fitted with new teeth, and then traveled to Ormondville for the weekend and the dedication of the newly erected house of worship. On Monday, November 20th, they were on their way to Wellington, arriving there at 10 o'clock at night.
W. C. White was on hand to meet the train.
They hastened to hired rooms.